Drive-By on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
2FM's Drive-By with Colm Hayes.
We're playing our first time in Europe, and for some reason we could not get a show in Ireland. We were thought to be unknown, and in turn, no promoter would book us. Eventually, a friend of a friend convinced a small little venue called the Twisted Pepper to let us perform.
The Twisted Pepper. The first time Macklemore and Lewis played in Ireland. There's an amazing video that's just gone out. I'll play a little clip of it later on, and we've got it on our website as well. But the man behind signing for the Twisted Pepper is Owen Cregan. He's on the line. Owen, how are you?
Hey, Colm. How's it going? Good.
Not too bad. You're going to be famous around the world now.
Seems like it.
Crazy, isn't it? Have you seen the video?
I did. I got word last night from a friend that it was coming out, and then I saw it this morning. Woke up to a load of text messages.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those videos when you watch it, especially because you're Irish, the hair on the back of your neck just stands up. But particularly for you, it must be just, I'd say you were nearly in tears.
Well, it was really touching in that. It's great that he keeps coming back to it every time he comes to Ireland. You know, the shows get bigger and bigger, and he's always mentioned it.
Just to say that they're going to be here, it's actually next week, isn't it? They're going to be playing in Marley Park. Macklemore has a huge connection with Ireland. He has family from Ireland. And in the video, he explains how he never forgets anywhere he goes. Like, it's not just all a blur the way people say about rock and roll. He actually gets involved everywhere. But they couldn't get a gig in Ireland. They wanted a gig in Ireland. And nobody would book them. Everyone's trying to book Garth Brooks and everything else. Nobody would book them. When did you get the call?
Well, we hadn't actually been notified by agents or management or anything that they were coming over, but it came through a friend of a friend again. One of our resident DJs, his friend, his name's Colin Barry, and he's also a friend of Ryan Lewis's. And so Ryan Lewis reached out to Colin and said, look, we're really trying to get this show in Dublin. Do you know anyone who could help? So Colin got in touch with us and asked, you know, what can we do? Do you think it's possible? I wasn't too familiar at the time with the guys. I had seen them in a XXL Hip Hop magazine as one to watch. So I said, well, look, let's give it a shot. We've got a small room upstairs. We'll put it on sale and see what happens.
And I mean, in a situation like that, I'm just thinking, in a situation like that, when Macklemore and Lewis were so small, as you said, not many people. There was a very cultish fan base behind them, but they weren't hugely popular. So you're taking a real who's going to lose out there? Is it going to be you or is it going to be the guys if you didn't sell tickets?
We did a deal where we were both in it.
Yeah.
So what we realised within a couple of hours is that the guys actually did have quite a cool following.
Yeah.
And we had to move it from the smaller room to our bigger room, which ended up selling out, and then we added an extra day. And the atmosphere was just crazy. I was like, how did I miss this? How did I not know about this cool following?
So many people did miss it. In fact, one of the reasons I was brought to its attention was my son actually told me about it, and I went, no, I don't know. Who is this? Who is Macklemore and Lewis? I thought at the start it was just like two guys with a guitar. And then he started playing me stuff and showing me the videos, and it was just the YouTube stuff. And I was going, wow, these guys are amazing. What's going on here? Why do we not know about these? So you really were at the very start. Do you still talk to them?
Well, Colin has maintained the main connection with them because he made the link and came to us. So every time they're over, he meets up with them. I met them at they did an after party in the Academy for their O2 show back in September. I met them then, and I believe I'll be meeting them next week too.
Brilliant.
When they come over.
They appear to be really down-to-earth nice guys.
Yeah, there's no ego or any celeb status about them. Macklemore in particular, just very, very calm. And I've never seen him get exercised. It was really nice to see. And I think that comes across in the video as well. It seems quite genuine.
There's another great piece from Jimmy Fallon, the Jimmy Fallon Show from a couple of weeks ago, where Ryan Lewis went out on the streets, I don't know if you saw this, of New York, to ask people, what does Ryan Lewis actually do and what does he look like? Nobody had a clue what he does, and there was Ryan Lewis standing in front of them and they didn't know it was him. See, you've seen them live. What does Ryan Lewis do?
Well, I know he's behind the production, a lot of the music, and then he's the official DJ.
Yeah.
So he's queuing up the tracks that are played, and he's doing some mixes live, and then being an important part in the studio.
Yeah, it's a good piece actually from Jimmy Fallon, because everyone knows he is behind the music and stuff like that, but you just never see him on stage or jumping around the way Macklemore does.
Sometimes the DJs can get the MC up front always. sort of reign supreme.
Yeah, they sort of get lost in the mix.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, okay, so just to say, we're going to play a bit of the video. It's up on our website as well, the 2FM website. It's on the Facebook page. It's on Twitter as well. And it's just, again, just have a listen to the audio. Everyone have a listen to the audio, because you will get sort of a sense of the hair on the back of your neck. And then when you get to watch the video as well. And well done, you. Have you any other big acts coming along? Actually, you might as well just twist a big call out.
Well, this Friday we've got Simeon Mobile Disco doing a DJ set. At the end of the month, we've got Fold and Friendly Fires doing a DJ set. And we're also bringing Milo back to Dublin after many years on the August Bank Holiday.
Okay, so it's busy. All right, Owen, listen, thanks very much. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. Great,
all right, take
care.
And well done you for being the first to actually give them a place to play. Macklemore and Lewis. Here's the video. Well, here's the audio.
It's a crazy feeling. When you're constantly traveling and performing for years on end, your memory can have a hard time sorting it all out. When was that? Where was that? A tour almost feels like a single season of life, a never-ending stream of flights, hotels, vans, and venues. The reality is, it's not. Each night is a new experience. Each culture is unique. Each city is their own. Each show is quite different. And some shows you will never forget. I remember 2011 plain as day. It was the first time in my life that my music would take me around the world. We were playing our first time in Europe, and for some reason we could not get a show in Ireland. We were thought to be unknown, and in turn no promoter would book us. Eventually, a friend of a friend convinced a small little venue called the Twisted Pepper to let us perform. To our surprise, it sold out almost immediately. I had never experienced that level of energy the Irish brought to the show. My family's history comes from Ireland, so to get that type of love felt like a homecoming. A community of people whose support of my music would only be rivaled by my own town in Seattle, Washington. There was nothing like it. Each year, we'd return to Ireland, and those shows would steadily grow. Those 200 fans in 2011 spread the word. And we are now honored to announce our largest headlining show of all time. On July 10th, in Marley Park in Dublin, we'll be performing in front of 35,000 people. We want to document this historic night in any way that we can. We're capturing the visuals and audio to produce a live video. But more importantly, we created a limited edition Marley Park t-shirt to celebrate this landmark moment. We hope you're able to join us on this historic night for us. We can continue what we started at the Twisted Pepper. Much love.
Drive by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.